when the modern symbolic showbiz political campaign as we know it really got its start in, as you say, 1840, when General William Henry Harrison was running for president as a Whig. You know Tippecanoe and Tyler, too. Tippecanoe was Harrison's nickname, and his campaign organized a gigantic rally on the actual battlefield in Tippecanoe, Indiana, where Harrison had 29 years earlier led a regiment of armed settlers in a battle against the local Indians, and won. And as Jackson Brader tells us, that rally changed American politics forever.
The political rally of 1840 was no 15-minute flyby. It was much, much longer. Tom Kelleher is an historian at the Old Sturbridge Village Museum in Massachusetts.
Sometimes they would last for a few hours, or sometimes they're going on for the better part of a day, because you don't have much in the way of fast transportation. It's not going to be, okay, saw it for a half hour, let's go home.
You'd walk 10, 20 miles, and given all, 2 or 3 days to the rally. Once there, you'd find yourself among thousands of like-minded people. With free liquor, free food, and much good company, you'd have a whale of a time. Especially if you were a Whig in 1840. Rallying for General William Henry Harrison, you'd hear tunes like the General Harrison Log Cabin March and Quickstep. You'd find people from local political clubs. You'd hear stump speakers recounting the General's victory at Tippecanoe in 1811. And then there were hawkers, selling lapel pins and brooches, pipes and other mementos. Dick Friz, an authority on political memorabilia, shows an example of what they sold. It's a little pig, maybe half an inch long.
A guy by the name of Stanhope invented these viewers. They had a small piece of magnifying glass. He had them in the shape of telescopes and things like that, and you could look through and see an image of the president. Well, they did a variation on these. You look through the rear end of the pig, and they were antis. You would see, for example, Taft and a whole bunch of the candidates.
Antis. Pins are objects that ridicule a rival. But by 1840, the Whigs had already created the anti-anti. When a critic of Harrison claimed the general drank a poor man's hooch and lived in a backwater somewhere out west, the Whigs took that imagery and transformed their character from retired general to rugged frontiersman. And so the vendors hawked cups, snuff boxes, pressed metal lapel pins, even clocks all bearing the same motif. A log cabin, and a barrel of hard cider. Nor did the Whig machine stop there. Jay Crush is music director of the Chestnut Brass Company.
There was a tremendous amount of music written for Harrison's campaign. At that time, people knew a huge repertoire of melodies, so that different political parties or local political organizations could actually publish a songbook dedicated to their candidate, which would list lyrics and it would say to be sung to the tune of
Rousing the Bow, for instance.
Sing a bumper around on me hearties, I'll sing you a song that is new, we'll please you the buttons all parties, and sing of old Tippecanoe, right? And that went on with verses, you know, it's a minor Indian skirmish at best.
At a big political rally, crowds simply wandered around. They'd stop at spots where they would encounter speeches, song, food and drink, and so much more. But before the rally dissolved into a sprawl, everybody had participated in a grand procession.
They'd have these wagons, often with scenes on them, you know, perhaps a little tableau of the Battle of Tippecanoe.
Of course, no Whig procession would be complete without the Harrison trademark.
The Southbridge Whigs in 1840 built a log cabin wagon 80 feet long. I think it was pulled by 16 horses.
The Southbridge Whigs may have dazzled their crowds with the sheer size of their McCabin, but in the end, only one object really stands out in the memory of this campaign.
They actually had a colossal 13-foot in diameter paper ball with slogans on it that supporters rolled from city to city.
What has caused this great commotion, motion, motion our country through?
This ball, and many more like it, held the place of honor at the front of processions across the country. There's even a replica at Old Sturbridge Village. Tom Kelleher.
It's about 8 feet in diameter. It's got a pole through the middle of it, and a man or woman stands on each side and holding the pole and rolls it down the road.
Built around a big wooden wheel, the ball has 13 alternating red and white stripes with slogans from the campaign, like, Farewell, dear Van, you are not the man, and May times improve as on we move. At the political rally in 1840, you could hear stump speeches, get drunk for free, sing your lungs out, and still get home by the end of the week. Imagine, a political campaign that actually invites you to the party. What a concept. For Studio 360, this is Jackson Brader.